Scott wrote in the week and he said, boy, what a beautiful song that is that we're going to do as the prayer song. And it's an old song. It's one of my favorites. It's so simple. Just a few words, but what a beautiful song that just invites us into God's presence and reminds us of how much God loves us. Didn't have to, but he does, because of his great love for us. What a gift. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the word that changes our lives. For your word, Lord, is alive. It lives in us. Becomes salt and light as we walk into this world. And without words, just with our actions, it becomes that salt and light for those who have never read. Because all they need to read is to see how you have changed our lives. Thank you for the gift of your word. In these moments, Lord, may we see Jesus. And only Jesus. Amen. Well-known passage, and I've preached on this more times than I can remember. But let's do it again. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Immediately after this is after feeding the 5,000. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. A night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified, and in their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage, I'm here." And then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But, boy, in those biblical buts, when they come, there's always trouble. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they, Peter and Jesus, climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. And then the disciples worshipped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. I think I would be okay to make an assumption, and I know what assumptions do. I think I'll be okay to make the assumption that none of us have ever walked on water. I think I'm kind of safe in that. Maybe a little puddle, but really walking on water, never. But I think I'll also be safe to say that all of us have fell into the water. Wet and miserable. And maybe if you're like me, I don't swim well, kind of drowning a little bit when it's too deep. How do we live that in our life? Because yes, this is a true story. And yes, this is a miracle story that Jesus did. But Jesus also does these things as little parables. And this is also a little bit of a parable story with images. So let me just take one or two of those images and then we'll walk into them. The boat, I think, in this parable is an image of our life. But I think the moment that he wants us to see in this boat moment is being in the boat in the world without Jesus, not a good plan. Number two, I think Peter and the disciples are an image of us and living our lives with Jesus in faith or not. With Jesus on the water, in the waves, in the wind, I can walk. It seems impossible, but with him, nothing is impossible. Number three, I think the wind and the waves and that raging sea and all that's going on is an image of the world in which we live that sometimes can be really hard and difficult and unkind to live in. And somehow with Peter getting out that boat, taking that step in faith and walking with Jesus, it's saying to us, that's what you can do. You really can walk on water when you walk in faith. But the problem is this. We've been underwater so many times because what happens to us is the Peter thing. As long as I focus on Jesus and I see Jesus and I allow him to be who he needs to be and wants to be, I walk. But the moment I stop looking at him and I start looking at the wind and I start looking at the waves and I start looking at this thing going around me and all of these things become way bigger and Jesus becomes way smaller, those are the moments in which we go under. And I've been there so many times. Despite the fact that I know him so well and he loves me so much. Boy, have I been underwater enough. But he's gracious, right? He didn't say, well, boy, you didn't listen. See ya, go under. He did reach out and he got him out of the water. So here's my question at the beginning of 2025. Do you maybe need a little helping hand right now and for this year? For all the things that lie ahead? Do you need a little more of Jesus' presence in your life? Are you going through some tough times? Sandra, sorry, but you know what I'm talking about. Sandra needs a place to go stay because her landlord's moving out. And she's been looking and looking. Walk, sister. Walk on the water because you can. Maybe you're struggling just with where you are in life. Maybe you need to go for surgery. Well, Donnie went, and thank God he's doing well. Oh, there he's sitting in the back with my wife. Watch it, buddy. But these things come, and they can become so big, and they can overwhelm us. So that's why I needed a little stool this morning that Scott was going to take away from me. Because this is the end of the sermon. No, I'm not going to end the sermon. But we are going to stop the sermon for a little while. Because I'm going to have us pray this morning. Because sometimes we don't do enough of that. And don't worry, I'm not going to make you pray out loud. I'm going to have you take a little time and we're just going to be quiet. And I want you to look at your life. See the waves and the wind. And then make them small. And I want you to see Jesus. And see how big he is in your life. And I want you to take these moments and I want you to talk to him about your life. Maybe the joys. maybe the struggles, the needs. Can we just do that? Can we just be quiet? And don't be uncomfortable in the quiet. That's wonderful, because in the quiet, He speaks. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for hearing all these prayers as we offer them to you. Thank you that we are not alone in the storm, but you are there. You come walking. And in these moments, as we were quiet and just giving all of these things to you, help us to let them go and to see you for who you are and these little things for what they are. Thank you for quiet moments. Thank you for how you speak. Thank you for reminding us, do not be afraid, for I am here with you. Do not be afraid. Amen. We used our language as we were saying these words to God. Language is such a gift, isn't it? And I love languages, you know that by now. Sorry, my bladder is leaking a little bit. We'll have to do something about this, Jay. What a gift. Sometimes we can use so many words to describe something, and some people are amazing when they say these words and they just touch your heart, like writing a beautiful song, like the three that we sang this morning. Sometimes we don't need many words. I love you. And my little grandson says that to me. My whole heart just melts. Just three little words. Thank you. What a gracious gift that is. To say to our Father, nothing more. Thank you. Sometimes we abuse our words and we say mean things. Sometimes the unspoken words are the loudest of all. I often see that when I do marriage prep. It is so interesting. We'll sit and talk about all kinds of stuff, and they're holding hands or the hand around the neck, and all is good. And then there's a little part that I do with them where they have to write things about things that I really like about my partner, things that kind of bother me about my partner. And with the things that I like, it's all fun and games. And the moment I take that paper that they wrote, the things that bother me, it is so interesting to see. Time and time again, boom, the arms go, boom, the legs go, and the whole body just becomes kind of all tense up, speaks volumes, sometimes those words. I want to talk about faith language, but especially the faith language in the storm of life. Let's look at Jesus' language first. It's touching. The first words Jesus speaks are the unspoken ones. When the storm is raging and they're trying their best and they're thinking we're going under, he doesn't say a word. He just comes walking in the storm. Listen to those words when he just walks. Because what is he saying? I see you. I know what's going on. I'm there. And I'm going to be there. I'm not afraid of your storm. I'm not afraid of the waves and all the stuff that's going on. But he doesn't have to say a word. All he does is he walks into my life. All I need to do is to open my eyes and not see the waves and the wind, but Jesus. Remember what I said? We see the waves and the wind and Jesus. Can we change that? Listen to his language when he comes walking. The next words he speaks are the words, "Don't be afraid. I'm with you." See, God is not just there when things are fun and all fine and dandy. God is there in every moment. And he knows when I'm afraid. And he gets that. But then he says, don't be. Because I've been there. I've walked that. What is worse, sitting in the middle of a storm or dying on a cross with your father turning his back on you? I know all about this. Don't be afraid. I'm going to walk you through this. The third word, again, is not a word. When good old Peter is right down in the water, he doesn't let him go. He takes his hand and he gets him out. Despite the fact that Peter took his eyes away, that Peter didn't believe in that moment, Jesus speaks so loud and clear by reaching out, picking him up. His words are touching. Our words are telling in the storm. When Jesus walks into the storm of their life, first words are, must be a ghost. Can't be. Why would Jesus come into my storms? Why would Jesus care about the difficulties of my life? Why would, that must be. That's our first reaction. Can we change that, please? That's what I had you pray about this morning. Peter says, let me walk. And he says, walk. And when we ask, he'll give. And we'll do the impossible if only we say the words. Jesus, can I get out the boat? He's going to say, Scotty, get out the boat. Let's walk. Bradley, get out the boat. Come walk. Aubrey, stop drowning, buddy. Come walk with me. If only we'll say, Lord, can I get out? Can I walk with you? Our words. When Jesus gets back into the boat, this must be the Son of God. So important. When we learn, and here's the lesson, when we learn to speak the right language, things change. And this fear that takes over so easily changes into the joy of, truly, this must be the Son of God. Jesus, you really are there. You don't just say it. You do it. You live it. You are there. And that fear stuff goes away. Habakkuk, boy, that was so beautiful. I mean, this man sees all the stuff that happens and people are killed and the people are taken away. And what does Habakkuk say? That faith language. Although there are no figs on the fig trees, and there are no grapes in the vineyards, although the olive trees are empty, and there's no sheep in the pen, and there's no animals around, and we have no crops, I will rejoice in the Lord my God. Because he makes my feet like those of a deer, that walk on really difficult places. Those deer look like they got one short leg and one leg, long leg when they walk on the mountains. He makes me walk on the most difficult places, even when all seems gone. Yes, you can. Yes, you can walk on water. Because the joy takes the fear away. It just changes everything. With Jesus, in the storm, with Jesus, on the water, with Jesus, in the boat. The moment I do that, the words will come by themselves. Truly, you are the Son of God. You can walk, folks. There's nothing in 2025 that this world can throw at you that Jesus cannot walk you through. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's not scary. I think Peter got a little further than I would have. Because it's scary to walk in those moments. But with Jesus, yes, you can. Amen. Take a few moments of silent prayer.